my reading lately has included books about esoteric Freemasonry, Rosicrucianism, and, inevitably it seems, sacred geometry, which in turn got me thinking about mankind's use of symbols, esoterically and practically. It seems obvious that symbols are man-made and follow meaning. That is, we presume that humans first come up with a meaning or an insight or some invention, and then, in order to speak and write more conveniently about these inventions, we come up with symbols that stand for the thing. For example, we tend to assume that letters are symbols for sounds, and that the letter symbols were created to stand for various sounds when humans were inventing writing. But what if it's not that simple at all? Because symbols are more mysterious than we think. Looking again at alphabets, we find that the concept of symbols for sounds only arose in a few places and times in human history, and that the origin stories of alphabets are always magical. That is, alphabets are said to be gifts from the gods, and to be magical symbols in themselves. The Hebrew alphabet is even believed to be the literal means of creation, the symbols used by God to actually create the cosmos. And meditative manipulation of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet is believed to grant magical power to Kabbalists. And much the same can be said about other symbols. The cross, the pentagram, the ankh, the Hindu swastika, the hexagram, astrological signs. The origin of all these powerful symbols is essentially mysterious, and in all cases, myth tells us that they are somehow magical, having some means of existence independent of human creation. It seems, in short, that it may be the symbols that come first, and then the meanings. Which brings us to crop circles. There is much that can or cannot be said about crop circles, but leaving aside the problem of their mysterious appearance, we can state that here we are seeing the seemingly spontaneous emergence of a set of elaborate symbols. And after the symbols appear, humans get to work decoding their sacred geometry, assigning meaning to them, and using them as tattoos and in magic. So here at least, it is definitely the symbols that come first, followed by meaning. We tend to look to the past when looking for miracles, assuming that the modern world is no place for gods and magic. But what if we're wrong? What if crop circles are just one example of a continuous refreshment of the mundane world with magical symbols that can be used to reintroduce miracles into our personal lives? What if we aren't noticing modern miracles simply because we are so certain they can't exist? And what if, once again, I don't really have a great ending for this confession? Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.